So that's what it is. When did you get it?
The tower we just built, the weekly calendar clock we've always had.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was at Ingrid and Ingmar's house, on their bric-a-brac shelf in the den, but no one could ever see it there.
So we decided to put it on the top of a tower.
Nifty, huh?
Yeah. But what does it do?
Do? Why, it tells us our schedules.
Yes, Sunday it's attending the church of our choice, Monday through Friday it's work, and Saturday it's rest and relaxation.
You need a calendar to remember that?
Remember what?
Our schedules, Carl.
Oh, yes, that's what we have the clock for. Nifty, huh?
I think you see our point, Marvy. The calendar clock keeps us organized. Without it, we'd be lost.
Speaking of which, isn't it awfully late for you to be just arriving, old man?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, you're just in time to get a good night's rest.
And you'll need it, what with tomorrow being Saturday and all.
Tomorrow's Saturday?
Uh-huh, a day of laying around. Playing, or just doing nothing at all.
Whew, we'd better get to bed. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Big day tomorrow.
So they slept through the night and well into the next morning, to Marvy's delight.
Ah, this is a life.
Then he and the Razzleflavins did what they always did on a Saturday.
Nothing.
First, they had a leisurely brunch of buttered croissants, eggs benedict, and fruit compote, followed by a nap. Then went swimming and took a nap. Then goofed off the rest of the day and took a nap. Then ate dinner, followed by a nap. And had such a delightful day that just before they went to bed, Marvy thought,
boy, I could really use a nap. And wouldn't it be great if every day could be Saturday?